I'm speaking with Jason Menzo, CEO of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and Michelle Glaze, Director of Professional Outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness as well. Thank you both for spending some time with me. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be here. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time as well. It's a very important day. We're actually speaking on World Sight Day in October. The entire month is Blindness Awareness Month. Jason, what is, you know, World Sight Day in particular, and of course, you know, the Blindness Awareness Month as well, and the significance of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, and again, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you to all your listeners. Today, as we're recording this, is World Sight Day, as you mentioned. It falls on the second Thursday in October every year, and is part of a larger initiative around raising awareness for blindness and low vision globally in the month of October every year, and we call that Blindness Awareness Month. And really, the goal is to shine a spotlight on blindness, vision loss, and overall eye health, and to encourage people worldwide to prioritize their eye care, and of course, to support organizations like the Foundation Fighting Blindness, who are making a difference for those who are personally affected with conditions that can challenge or even in some cases completely rob them of their eyesight.
Oh, and of course, sharing, you know, personal stories is something that is a big part of this initiative as well. And Michelle, I wanted to ask you, tell us about your particular story and why you believe that sharing, you know, individuals sharing their stories is so important.
Oh, I'm happy to. I started noticing changes in my vision in my 20s, and I was diagnosed with a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which is an inherited retinal disease, in 2004. At that time, I was very much in shock. No one in my family had a condition like this, so I wasn't really sure where to turn or what my future might hold. After my son was born, he really gave me the impetus and the strength to research retinitis pigmentosa and to learn more about genetic testing. And that's how I learned about the Foundation Fighting Blindness. The Foundation has really become both personally and professionally a very rewarding opportunity for me. And I've had the pleasure of sharing the foundation with eye care professionals all over the United States, just to help them to provide knowledge, community, and hope to individuals and families as they're going through their personal journeys with vision loss. As you can imagine, receiving a diagnosis like that is very frightening, and many people go through the grieving process. For me, I was deeply rooted in denial, and I was unaware that others out there were experiencing similar things. So with a campaign like Share Your Vision, we as a blind and low vision community have the opportunity to really inspire others to seek community and information and to learn about resources that are available. And the Foundation Fighting Blindness has provided a great platform for folks to share your vision, and I encourage everybody to do so. Knowledge is power, so it's important that awareness is raised and folks know about resources, research, genetic testing, and more.
Yeah, knowledge really truly is power, and also, you know, as you say, knowing that, you know, maybe you're not the only one out there who's dealing with something like this. You don't have that feeling of isolation that can come along with something very unexpected like that. As a matter of fact, my very first, the man who gave me my very first job in radio years ago, was also diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, RP, back in the day. Ran a radio station, legally blind, ran a radio station, had retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration as well, a very early onset of that, and is just a miraculous kind of a story that, and he's still running that radio station today. It's amazing what people can do when they do have that kind of support system around them. And really, I feel like, Jason, that's what this is all about, right? I mean, just bringing awareness, bringing support to people who are dealing with vision issues, and of course, sharing their own stories, maybe online on social media, so that others know that they're not alone as well.
Matt, you just hit the nail on the head. And to me, it's incredible to think about this example, that you're someone in your professional life that you've interacted with early in your career that was affected with retinitis pigmentosa, and obviously wasn't hiding it or else you wouldn't have known. That isn't the case with so many people. You know, today, someone who's listening to this, maybe walking down the street, and the person walking towards them on the sidewalk may be affected with retinitis pigmentosa or Stargardt or Usher syndrome or one of the other many conditions that can cause someone to lose their sight, and may not be obvious to you. Many people in our community are navigating the world with assistive technology like a guide dog or a cane, but many, many of them are not. And in a lot of cases, they're shy or hesitant to share the fact that they're affected with one of these conditions. And we want to change that, not only for the impacts that it can make on the individual, like we're talking about here, by recognizing that they're not alone. Every day, we talk to folks like yourself who say, oh, I had someone who was important in my life who gave me a job in radio early in my career, or other examples that was affected. But there are also many, many folks who go through their day and feel like they're literally the only person on earth with one of these conditions. And so having a platform for them to realize that they're not alone is part of it. But the other part of it is the exposure and awareness that it can create in society, that there are millions of people across the globe who are affected with these conditions, and also more common conditions like age-related macular degeneration, and to raise awareness of what it's like to actually be in their shoes. Blindness and vision loss is not black and white. It's not a light switch where it's on or it's off like many people think it is. It's a spectrum. And I often find someone who's affected with vision loss can look at their phone or navigate the streets of a town, but in low light conditions may be, you know, very, very challenged to navigate, or in a particular day may have a difficult time reading the street signs or reading text. Contrast may be an issue. So there's many, many things that can affect an individual with vision loss that we don't necessarily appreciate. And so by having folks share their story, it's therapeutic, and there's a benefit to the individual who's sharing the story, but also at large for society to become more aware of the conditions and what it's like. And importantly, the hope that and momentum that's happening in our field, because there are dozens and dozens of treatments for these conditions in development. And obviously, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is at the forefront of driving them forward. And that's why it's so important that we're creating this platform and this environment for the conversation to start.
Yeah, I love it. So important. And just about time for us here to wrap up. But I wanted to ask Jason, where can folks go if they want more information about the foundation and about, vision loss in general?
Fightingblindness.org is the one-stop shop and the best resource for everything in our space, from news, clinical trial information, events that are happening, chapters all over the country. But also, I know for this audience in particular, thinking about how giving to the foundation through alternate mechanisms like a donor-advised fund or as part of one's long-term estate planning, the resources that individuals can provide to the foundation can make a huge difference. So fightingblindness.org. And of course, on all social media channels, look up the Foundation Fighting Blindness. We've got a very robust presence on all social media.
Wonderful. Well, Jason Menzo is CEO of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Michelle Glaze, Director of Professional Outreach for the Foundation Fighting Blindness as well. Absolute pleasure having you both. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.